Well, recently, the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association held its annual fundraising golf outing here at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. They do that each year to help raise some money for area fire and rescue departments. And John Paul, who's the president of the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association, with us here this morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having us in, Jim. Appreciate the relationship with KJANS, supporting what we're doing with our golf benefit each year, and sponsoring a team and a lot of Atlantic community businesses and individuals involved every year.
Well, how was the weather?
Well, we were pretty lucky. We've always started with an 8:30 shotgun start, and some people are like, why do we get up early? And when it gets to be in the 90s, 95 degrees in the afternoon, high humidity, that's why we start early. And we were blessed on the last Monday in June, the 29th, with clouds, and that clouds helped it. And when you get a little bit of age like me, it's safer to stay under a tree and enjoy the shade and enjoy just a good beverage.
There you go. Not too bad a deal. And this is an effort to raise, this is a benefit event. This is an effort to raise money for area fire and rescue units. You've been pretty successful. Turnout's been pretty good over the years. Was it good this year?
We max out at 36 teams, and we had actually 35 paid teams. We had 33 show up the day of the tournament. So that's a nice number. We put two foursomes together on each hole and kind of play head-to-head, exchange the scorecard, and just a little countenance that way, and there's some great fellowship out there. So early start to the day, and again, into our 32nd year, and Lord willing, we'll continue to have this tournament, Jim.
Well, I was looking through some of these donation numbers that you have here. I'm pretty good about Iowa. I know pretty much most of the communities. If you give me one, I can usually tell you what county it's in or about what part of the state it's in. There are some here that I'm looking at going, boy, you guys are spreading your reach far and wide anymore in these donations.
Well, we do represent as a state rider property casualty in 50 counties in Iowa. And so just about all of them are in this area. We combine on that list, not only from the golf benefit, Jim, but also for the annual donation or a fire run donation. And we've got some pretty impressive numbers for a small county mutual to reach out to the fire departments, which we count on them to be there when we need them.
Well, and it looks like, I was trying to look at the total numbers there, going on $800,000 total in donations over the years, and it looks like about a third of that, roughly, has come through this golf benefit.
Yes, I guess more specifically as of 1-1 of starting this year, not counting what we raised this year or the checks that we'll be sending out this month, $283,000 plus going just for the golf benefit, and combined with the other donations, $785,000. So we'll should bust through that $300,000 and that $800,000 going into next year, and pretty excited about those numbers.
What kind of stuff are the folks using the money for when the fire departments receive these donations?
We do not tag in anything specific, Jim, on how they would use it, any equipment. That's part of the issue. Again, we're almost all volunteer. Got a few paid in some of the larger departments, but it's for the training, it's for the equipment. And you look at the bunker gear and the respirators and things like that, there's a shelf life on some of these, and they have to replace them unless they're able to get a grant or something through the state somewhere else. You know, they're counting on people like us or annual donations from people that help out.
Well, and even training is so comprehensive and it's so time consuming, but these men and women are willing to do it. It's a matter of helping to offset some of the costs, too.
It certainly is, and not to turn the tables on it, but the world of litigation, again, they're putting themselves out there physically, professionally, and even at risk in sometimes that way. Again, just a shout-out to those that are on the fire and rescue units and get the training and continue to be with it. We count on them. We honor them.
Sure. Well, I know why this is important to the folks that work in the fire departments and those rescue units here in the area, but why is all this important to Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association? Why do you keep this going year after year?
Well, I'm kind of a creature of habit, and being in the business about 35 years and into our 32nd year this year for the tournament, And being from a small community next to Henderson down in Mills County, I know what the fire departments go through and know the individuals. And I used to show up for a few of the fires at those times, just jump in the pickup and head over and see where you could help out, and hopefully had some training in advance. And it's at a whole new personal level. But again, as property casualty for homes and farms, we count on the fire departments and the staff to be trained, have the right equipment to get out there and extinguish the fire and minimize the damage. And that's what it's all about in the insurance world.
Absolutely. Well, it's helping everyone. You help everyone by helping the cause, basically.
That's right.
So
yes.
You get a lot of fire departments that do participate in this each year. They don't just benefit from the money. A lot of them are the folks that will come over and they'll play and they'll participate firsthand.
We have a number of businesses that will sponsor. Again, I mentioned KJN has been in since the inception, but we have some individuals that just pull that money out of their pocket and pay it. We're $75 a player or $300 a team, and that's the entry fee. 100% of that goes back to the fire department of their choice. So, again, a good combination of individuals and businesses that participate, and they get to select which fire department it goes to, and that's been a real good caption for us.
Yeah, well, I know in these types of events, a lot of times the different types of winnings that you might get with regard to money gets donated back to the cause in a lot of cases, but, you know, folks still want to play in a golf tournament. They still like to win some things. So do you get a lot of support from businesses and other organizations in the area making donations?
Well, we used to do that, Jim, but it just I've never been into sales personally or professionally, and it's kind of hard to go in and say, how about that shirt on the rack? Can we throw that in? And so we stopped doing that. Out of the teams that we have, we do 8 flights, and everybody gets a sleeve of balls, tees, and so forth to start. And we've got some very nice gifts and prizes for those 8 flights in the way of apparel and additional golf balls, equipment that would be associated with golf. And again, there's not money that's given back out, but the winning team does get an additional $300 that goes to the fire department of their choice. And so that's kind of the caption to it. So we're not playing for money, but it's for a great cause.
Yep, keep doing that. Well, I noticed in the championship flight, the team was headed up by a guy named Matthew Paul. Your last name is Paul. Any relation there?
That would be my oldest son, Matthew. He's in the Adel area, rounded up a team, and very competitive. And maybe a sidetrack, we talk about social distancing, and our event of social distancing with father-son playing is that he hits the ball 300 yards and I hit it 200 yards, so that's our social distancing.
I'll just sit in the cart and I'll use my wedge. That's how that works anymore. Well, that's another thing, too. I suppose this one probably proved to have a few more challenges socially because of the COVID-19 issues than what we've had to deal with in the past.
Well, it evolved. We did not, we watched what was going on, but we did not cancel the tournament. We did not postpone it. We sent out kind of a save the date and to see if people were interested. And yes, there were some teams, Jim, and players that said, I'm not going to play this year. And what's changed in the state of Iowa and for the golf courses, they did open it up to where we didn't need one person in a cart. If you were comfortable having two in there, then you were able to do that. And we did everything that we could for social distancing, and that outside fresh air with a breeze, I think, is a blessing. That's one of the few sports and activities that's been able to continue, and I'm glad it has.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you used to do more than one of these, but you've kind of consolidated all into one location here at Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. That's worked out well for you?
It has. An 18-hole course by the time we use that, and 36 teams versus a 9-hole course, restricted on the number of players and what we're able to get back to the fire departments. We put it all into one, and it just makes it a lot easier to manage, never knowing what the summer is going to be like, because there are other activities that I have to do for the company other than golf benefits.
Yeah, well, and it's so important, too, with the local fire and rescue departments that, you know, yes, they get tax money to support the things that they do, but no, it's never enough. And there's so much equipment, so much training. We've kind of talked about those things, that any money that they can get is a bonus. If they don't have to go out and have to try to solicit that themselves, they're busy enough with training and the constant supervision and oversight and whatever else that they have to do. I mean, there's a lot of work there. If you make them go out and raise their own funds, it gets kind of tough.
Yeah. And COVID-19, again, also There's a lot of people that are not making the contributions or donations that they might not have made in the past, and I can understand that. So it's a little short. A lot of people, business-wise and individually, have been affected by this and will continue to be affected. So whether it's church, fire departments, or wherever you've been giving money, that might be a little bit less, and even knocking on doors maybe is not going to be received as well. So again, I'd sure like to get beyond what we're doing here and get back to some sense of normalcy. And I don't like the word the new normal. I want to get back to where we were, Jim.
We're going to give it our best shot, aren't we? Well, I was looking through. You got 4 pages worth of different fire departments listed in donations. There's not enough time to go through a lot of those, but there are many donations that have gone out over the years. And this is real money. This is serious money that they're putting to good use. So we appreciate all that. Not just you folks at Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association do, but all those folks that take the time to go out and participate and make it all happen.
We count on businesses. We count on the individuals. It's a Monday tournament, we're not, it's like for the golf course to have another weekend day to have it filled. They have to bring in more staff. But last Monday in June, put it on the calendar if you're playing. And if you have an interest to join us next year, get in contact with me and we'll see if we can find a place to put you in and put more money in the fire department's hands.
Very good. The 32nd annual went well. We'll look forward to the 33rd next year. John, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.